This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hi, Patriots, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the short of it. Let's get started, like always, with a little good news from God's Word, Matthew 5:43-44. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Isn't that verse relevant for today? I think it's great that that verse popped up. You know, I actually don't go looking for the verses. I actually get them off of my devotional app that I use every day. And I think it's a great reminder, especially after last night. We have to pray for the Democrats because, man, are they trying to cause some major division in our country. I mean, I couldn't count all the lies that they were telling. Today, I want to talk specifically, though, about Michelle Obama. She said some things that really got me riled up. Let's start with something that she said. Going high means unlocking the shackles of lies and mistrust with the only thing that can truly set us free, the cold, hard truth. Okay, let's talk about the cold, hard truth, Michelle Obama. She starts out with bringing up George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Black Lives Matter. She does not bring up the history of George Floyd or Breonna Taylor. She does not bring up that the Black Lives Matter organization, per their website, want to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. She doesn't bring up how violent that organization has become, nor does she bring up that that opinion is not shared by most Americans. Let's shed another cold hard truth on another lie that she told when she said, people watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages. Really? Who started doing that? Where did that come from? Oh, that's right. It was your husband. And this next statement is probably the one that really, really shows her true colors, in my opinion. She said, now, I understand that my message won't be heard by some people. We live in a nation that is deeply divided, and I am a Black woman speaking at the Democratic Convention. Wow. How freaking outrageous. She is telling me that because she is a Black woman, that I will not hear her or understand the issues that are important to her. Just wow. That is the biggest slap in the face to everyone in America. She is making it about race. She is trying to cause division and anger and frustration in this country. And that is why it is so important that we remember to pray for the Democratic Party, because they really do persecute us. They are persecuting this country. They are holding this country hostage. They are burning this country down, and we just have to be okay with it, or we're racist. I mean, it is so obvious what is happening right now. And I do believe that is the number one thing that we have to do. We have to pray for America, that God restores our nation. So even after all the lies the Democrats told last night, don't lose hope, because we can still get out of this mess, because God is still in control. And that's the short of it. Just a couple quick things before I head out. If you would like to put some actions behind your words, and I say it every single time, go and email the White House and tell Donald Trump some issues that are really important to you. You can do that at www.whitehouse.gov/contact. Secondly, if you would like to support our work, there's two simple ways you can do that. The first way is just to listen to the podcast. Yep, that's it. Just click listen and share. It doesn't cost you a dime. If you would like to become a $2 patron, you can do that at redhatchat.com and just click the donate button at the top. All donations are super appreciated. Thanks y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.